is where Utah comes to talk.
You know, this is wrong on so many levels.
A lot of us just don't care nearly enough.
This shouldn't be an issue.
The Doug Wright Show, Salt Lake's remarkable conversation piece.
We can all make our snarky comments. We can all plant our political flags. We can all dig our collective heels in. But the point is, what are we going to do?
Now, The Doug Wright Show.
The purpose of this conversation is to get us all thinking.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, the morning's gone by quickly. Thanks for hanging in with us on today's Doug Wright Show. We appreciate the governor joining us and our former lieutenant governor, now the president of the Utah Hospital Association, joining us and other special guests, including experts in water resources here in our state. And I'm very pleased to welcome our next guest. I actually had the chance to meet Dr. Rashad at a gathering during the holiday season. We were in a long reception line and had the chance to get to know each other a little bit and discuss some healthcare issues. And at the time, I found out that Dr. Rashad had a book called The Demise of Our Healthcare, We Can Prevent It. And we talked not only about the book, but some of the issues surrounding healthcare, some of the philosophy. Plus, we've been doing exactly the same thing off the air. Doctor, welcome. It's great to have you here on the program today.
Thank you, Doug. It feels so special to be here.
You know, we were talking off the air. We were talking last Christmas time about some of the challenges when it comes to healthcare. And I was mentioning, no matter where we go, I mean, already today, we've talked with the Utah Hospital Association. We've talked with the governor. We have talked with others about the issues that are facing us. And boy, and it seems like we have made this overly difficult.
It is, Doug. It's been going around for so many decades. People just don't understand because it appears difficult, but in reality, it isn't. They just are not looking at the fundamentals of our healthcare.
Yeah. I think, you know, you and I have had this conversation. Many of us are old enough now, we can remember the day when we had the family doctor, and the vast majority of what we needed was handled by the family doctor. If we had a broken arm, it was handled by the family doctor. If we had a few stitches we needed after a mishap at the ball game, the family doctor handled it. You knew him, you called him. It was often a him. Now it would be a her as well, which is a wonderful progress. But I ask myself, why don't we do that anymore? And why are things so outrageously expensive? And when even I basically know what's wrong with me, but I need to go to my doctor to get confirmation and to have the prescription maybe issued, why does it have to be so complicated?
You know, Doug, one of my patients made a joke. He said, "Doctor, I used to go to the doctors and trade chicken for your medical care."
That's right.
"And I used to be able to call him and he would, you know, help me. But now you guys make me come in." Well, Doug, it's, you know, that's what's going on at the ground level. I've seen this in the past 13 years. Patient just told by the doctors to come in because, you know, we need to create that encounter so we can build insurance for the revenues. We need that revenues to sustain our practice. The more patient we see, the more procedures we do and build insurance, the better we can survive. And that's, we don't like that, but that's how we have to survive.
It is interesting how many hoops that we as patients have to jump through. And I think sometimes we forget that you as doctors have to jump through a lot of those same hoops too in order to maintain your insurance, in order to get reimbursed, in order to qualify for certain programs.
That is correct. You know, the hoops used to be really easy for both of us. About 10 years ago, a patient would just pay $10 to $20 copay. "Oh, my insurance will cover the rest. Doctor, do whatever you need to." The doctors are happy. "Oh, great. Okay, you need all of this. So let's do it."
Yeah.
And now the hoops is getting more difficult for both, you know, with the intention of improving our health care. But patients now have to come more out of pocket when they see the doctors. So they hesitate to go in. They become unhealthier. And when they do go in, they get the care. The doctors do everything. And then when the bill comes to them, there's balance that they're not used to and they have to pay.
Yeah.
So put strains on doctors-patient relationship, get us to fight with our patients, and it's just not what we need to happen.
Well, and you ask yourself, too, even though it might have been simpler 10 years ago, you wonder how many of those procedures were really necessary and, you know, how many of them were driving up the costs. And I know I talked with a good friend of mine who is a physician, and he said, "Boy, you know, just because the insurance company will pay for it does not necessarily mean that it really ought to be done. It makes no sense."
Exactly. In fact, the one incident that made me write the book 4 years ago is my aunt who had a Bell's palsy, a simple temporary paralysis of a facial nerve. Mm-hmm. She thought she had a stroke. She went to an emergency room. She racked up a $17,000 bill.
Wow.
For a self-resolving conditions.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought, you know what? I'm going to look into that. There's got to be something behind this that makes the doctors and the hospitals and the patients and even insurance companies suffered. That's why I spent the last 4 years researching the healthcare and figure out what is the root cause of it. And I put that in the book form so that I can share that with the public.
Let's talk a little bit about what you have discovered and what your vision is for the future. Because for those who even just go to the trouble of reading the back of the book, it's very interesting where it talks about so much is happening now in some of these smaller clinics that are out there. Some innovative doctors where they don't have to get anybody's permission to do this. But all of a sudden, you can have doctors, you can have organizations taking back control, patients taking back control.
That is correct. It takes us a while to figure out that, wow, we don't have to go through the billing system, the billing insurance, and waiting several months to get paid to deliver the basic care that our patients need. And the patients are now figuring out, I don't have to go through the same billing system either. I can just pay self-pay or prepay my doctors, and we can connect directly with him, and where we can reestablish doctor-patient relationship, I can access him and I can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's becoming in realization across the country.
So what is kind of the vision? If you could explain it in just a fairly simplified thumbnail sketch here for our listeners, if somebody wanted to come to you and wanted to maybe not jump through all of those hoops and go through all of those regulations and procedures, whatever it might be, What do you prescribe for them?
I developed a medical membership program, a simple membership program, just like a membership of a gym 4 years ago, allowing patients to access us directly if they don't want to go through the system. They prepaid as low as $25 a month a person to be a member of our clinics, and when they need to use our clinics to stay healthy or stay out of ER and hospitals, they pay $10 a visit. All procedures are included. The idea there is that we are prepaid with enough members to cover our operational costs, mm-hmm. so we don't have to go through the hoops to get paid several months later. Same thing for patients. They can access us readily. It's kind of like, using your car insurance for major unexpected crashes,
uh-huh.
not for changing oils or engine repair.
Right.
Imagine what would happen if that was the case.
So someone who has basically joined or subscribed or become a member of your clinic, they would pay a monthly fee.
Yes.
And then when they come in, there would be that small copay, I guess is how
per
people...
Per visit fee, we call it.
Per visit fee. And then what... And everything's covered. If it's your basic inoculation, if it's your basic,
A strep test, influenza test, x-ray, repairing cuts even, which would cost $1,000 to $2,000 at an emergency room.
Yeah.
Repairing simple broken bone with castings. Those are all basic care that usually is not expensive to provide, but the system has been making it expensive for so many decades.
So all of that is covered. What would trigger something necessary to maybe go out of what the normal membership would cover, and then how would it be covered?
Now, the membership program that we have, of course, just basically covers, cover the basic medical care. So it doesn't cover advanced care. So you would likely need to have an insurance plan, maybe a catastrophic plan or high deductible plan in place in case you have something that is unexpected and we can't cover that needs expensive procedures.
Well, I think of, when Dee and I were much younger and we were raising our kids, and virtually everything we dealt with was pretty garden variety. We'd have, I remember my son on rollerblades broke his arm. I remember, my other son, had a real severe bellyache one night. And those are the types of things that we could come to your clinic and it would be covered.
Correct. 90%+ of medical conditions can be taken care of by a family doctor at a walk-in clinic. You really don't need to go to the emergency room. The reason people have been going to emergency room ever since the 1950s is because it's just convenient. They have insurance. The emergency room hospital has everything in case they need it. It's covered, and it's paid by insurance.
Yeah. Doctor, if you could hang in with us for just a minute more, I want to tell people how they can get your book. Obviously, there is much more to learn, much more to discuss here, but we do have a situation of some breaking news here in the state of Utah right now, and we have our Cleon Wall, who is joining us on the line in at the scene. We've had a murder, sadly, here in our state. Cleon, what has happened, and what are you seeing?
Yeah, there was a man who lived in Sandy. His name's Kevin Meek. He's a former Salt Lake City police officer, and some family members were very concerned about him when he didn't show up to a meeting with a friend of his. And so they called Sandy Police. Sandy Police went over to his house, and as they were getting ready to go in the house, actually a neighbor showed up and said, "Yeah, we're pretty concerned about him, too. We don't know what's happened to him, and he has a dog in there that is very unfriendly to strangers." So, you know, just wanting to check on this man, Sandy Police thought that they would let him in, and the neighbor went in and found that Mr. Meek dead of a gunshot wound. And police said that, the neighbor came out and told them about it. They went in and they started their investigation, and a few hours later, they pretty much determined that Mr. Meek had not died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, he had some medical issues and in the past, but Sandy Police say there's nothing that leads them to believe, that he would have committed suicide. So now they're on the lookout for an unknown gunman. They really don't have a lot of information to go on right now. They don't believe anyone in his past as a Salt Lake City police officer, at least as of right now, they don't think anyone in his past maybe have hunted him down and tried to kill him. They really aren't sure who this is. I asked them about the gun. Do they have the firearm that committed this crime? They would not release that information for me, and they said that they are still kind of in the investigative process to see if all of his belongings in his house are still there, including any firearms. So still very early in the investigation, trying to figure out who killed Kevin Meek.
Cleon, we appreciate that update, and we will continue to bring everybody updates as we get more information here at KSL News Radio. And barring something in the next 10 minutes or so, our next update will be coming your way in our noon news. Thank you to our Cleon Wall. Doctor, we have just a moment left. The Demise of Our Healthcare, We Can Prevent It. The book is out and available now. How can people acquire this book?
Yes, it is now available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. They can just go on Amazon and search the title, and it should be there.
Okay. And then do you have a website or something if people want to find more information about your clinic?
Yes. The clinic's website is called afterhoursmedical.com. There's also a website for the book called healthcaredemise.com.
Okay. And so the website for the clinic, again, is?
afterhoursmedical.com.
Dr. Rashad, what a pleasure to chat with you. It's been fun to get to know you over the last several months. I look forward to other conversations, and best of luck with what you're doing. And at some time in the future, undoubtedly, there'll be more questions, and we'll chat again.
Great. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you so very much. And again, the title of the book, The Demise of Our Healthcare, We Can Prevent It. And we appreciate Dr. Rashad joining us here at KSL News Radio.